Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Construction on the Knoxville streetscape has slowed for the winter season. What's the next phase, and what have we learned from the past construction season? Let's go in depth with Dylan Feek, Assistant City Manager for the City of Knoxville. So Dylan, the construction phase of the streetscape project has finished for the season. What are we looking forward to in the spring?
Yes, Dr. Bob, most of the construction is completed. Now, we will have a few minor bits of work going on here very soon. That's going to include installation of the street lights. We'll have the permanent stop signs going in. But for the most part, all of the major work is done, and we will resume work in the spring. That work is going to include items such as crack sealing all the concrete, which was laid down. We'll have quite a bit of concrete pavers to install at the crosswalks, near the sidewalks, as well as all the intersections. We'll have the permanent signage that will go up at that point, street signs, all the stop signs. So there is a little bit more work to do, which will commence in the springtime when weather permits.
That's on the part that has just been opened to let people drive through, right? That's what you're talking about.
Correct. That'll be to finish up and to complete that second street block of the project that we just recently finished.
Well, now as we go into the next phase, have you learned anything? After, you know, that was quite a project. What have you learned?
It was a significant project. I'd say that we've certainly learned quite a bit, a lot from small, minor details of the project to just general policies and how we, you know, deal with the public during these sorts of things. For me personally, it's a really difficult project. I mean, it's easy to engineer and to design and to reconstruct a road, to go in, to tear it out, to replace everything and to put it back in and put a new street in. I mean, that's easy. We can hire people to do that work. There's a lot of issues that are much more complicated to deal with. For instance, whenever we disconnect a water service and have to replace the main, it means that the adjacent building has to be without water service. When we're dealing with a restaurant, that means they can't be open for business. So we try to schedule in a manner where we can shut off their water and essentially shut down their business at a time where they usually don't have open business hours. Sometimes we can't make that happen, and so we are effectively shutting them down when they could be serving customers and having their business open. There's issues whenever we put down the pavement for the sidewalks, we have to shut down frontage into those front doors. You know, I ran into an issue with one of the downtown business owners where the days we were scheduled to replace the sidewalk were two of his busiest days of the year. And so trying to coordinate with him how we did that was very difficult. And luckily we were able to find a way to work around that schedule. And that was also helped by the bad weather that we had those days where we were not able to pour the days we originally scheduled. We pushed it back. Those days that we pushed back to are easier. So a lot of the scheduling is really the difficult part of the project. You know, I like to think I've grown from this project. I hope that I'm seen as a compassionate person, and as I work my way around the square, as we deal with people as they see me, I want them to come to me with concerns. I want them to feel like they're being listened to. And I hope that when myself, my staff say that we understand the challenges that you face, that people do feel genuine concern that we have. I mean, we know this is a very difficult project. We've known for a very long time it was going to be difficult. And as we continue our way around the square, we're going to affect new groups of property owners, business owners, every different block of this project. And we want to work with them. We want to make it as seamless as we can. And it's just very challenging.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dylan Feek, Assistant City Manager for the City of Knoxville. Now you're coming to the south side of the square this spring. Is that where you're going to start?
Correct. The next phase of this project will be the south side of the square. So from Robinson Street, from that intersection at 2nd all the way down to 3rd, and it will include that 3rd Street intersection. When we begin that project, we'll also have the crew resuming and finishing up, completing the work on 2nd, so we'll have the two areas kind of going immediately once construction season starts. We'll resume our biweekly meetings here probably mid-winter, where we have Hawkeye Paving, the engineers from Beanstra and Kim, city staff meeting together to talk about the plans and strategies for the project. We're also going to have a discussion here very shortly about lessons learned from this project. If there's issues that we dealt with or faced, how can we speed up work and progress? Next year, we have 3 blocks that we need to get done. We need to make sure we move very quickly around the square so we can be done with those 3 blocks. So there's a lot of issues that we still have to talk through and make sure that we've got a good plan for all parties involved, and we'll begin those talks here very soon.
Okay, so the intersection at Iowa State Savings Bank and Candies, that's going to be closed.
Correct.
Part of this.
Correct.
Okay, and 2nd Street is, and the 2nd Street intersection will be open. That won't be closed again?
Correct. It will be open. We will never allow the closure of 2 intersections at the same time. So before they could close down the 3rd and Robinson intersection, 2nd and Robinson will have to be done and finished, which it's currently done and finished. We will have some concrete pours around the bump outs, the sidewalk areas, but those are minor pours, so the street will always be open and accessible.
Yeah, minor but important. You want to get them in there and get it done and get them out.
Exactly. Those, when we've poured those sidewalks, we've poured them with a faster drying concrete than normal. That's intended to get the concretes in place and usable in as fast of time as we can. So when, by the time we pour the concrete down, it's less than 24 hours until we can begin walking on it again. And so we'll continue using that as we work our way around the square, making sure that we open up those storefronts as soon as we can and as soon as possible.
Okay, and then the next step is to do all of 3rd Street, and does that include the intersection at Main? Is that going to be blocked?
Correct. Eventually, as we finish off the next block, which will be the Robinson Street, including 3rd, then we'll begin 3rd Street, and we'll head north up to Main, and it will include all of that 3rd Street block and then the intersection at Main. That's going to be a little bit more difficult, as well as the future closure on Main and 2nd, where we're closing down Main Street. We'll have to detour traffic around that old Business 92 and Main Street and make sure that we've got designated routes around town to get through the construction.
Well, is it just my impression, or is it reality that Main seems like twice as busy as Robinson? Is that right?
You know, I don't remember seeing the traffic count for this for the design and engineering of this project. I would agree with the assumption that it is a busier street. I don't know exactly how much traffic. We have had to detour traffic before, and so when we talk through those efforts and how we do them, there's going to be a lot of community outreach. We're going to want some public input on ideas on how we can make it as seamless and as seamless as possible. But when we do close down Main Street, it'll be inconvenient, just like when we close down Robinson Street.
I had somebody ask me the other day why you were moving around the corner to do Robinson to 3rd, and why not skip and do 3rd from Robinson to Main. They were wondering why that wasn't an option to give the businesses on that corner of Robinson and 2nd a bit of a break.
Okay. That's a very good question. The storm sewers that have been installed on 2nd Street actually provide storm drainage for the rest of the project as well. So as we look to where we're going to begin the next phases, Robinson on the south side of the courthouse, which would connect the storm sewers, the other sewers, the water lines, all to the newly installed infrastructure, it's best to connect and replace to the new infrastructure that's been installed as part of just this recently completed piece, if that makes sense. So basically, underneath that intersection at 2nd and Robinson, which we've just completed, you have your new storm sewers, your new sewer lines, your new water lines, which that's what we'll be using for future phases. So now when we tear out the Robinson Street from 2nd to 3rd, including the intersection, when we tear those out, we're going to be connecting to that newly installed infrastructure. So essentially, if we wanted to, and hypothetically, we could also do Main Street next if we want. We could go to the north side of the courthouse and connect to the newly installed infrastructure. That's really a choice we have, but we would certainly not connect to, we would not do 3rd Street next, because that would not be, we'd basically be installing new infrastructure and tying it into old infrastructure. We started with new, and we want to be working our way around the project, and every time we connect to an infrastructure, we'll be connecting to newly installed infrastructure. So as we work our way around, we're never tying in and working with the old stuff.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, because you'd have to redo it.
Exactly.
All right, so that makes sense. It also makes sense, and I guess I can't quite articulate why, is that by doing Main Street last, it would seem to minimize the impact on that street. Is that right? Maybe because you've learned something, or you've gained some efficiencies as you come around?
We do expect that the recently completed phase of 2nd Street is going to be the most time-consuming because of the condition of the sewer. And I also think that with the amount of lessons learned on this phase alone, now when we move to Robinson, we're going to be able to take what we've learned and implement changes to make sure that we're improving as we work our way around the square. Now, I'm not speaking of design. We're not changing the design of the project. But as the crew and the crew that's involved, as they learn, as they work with the city, as they understand what our expectations are, as they lay more pipe, as they lay more, as they do grading and so on and so forth. Everybody's improving and evolving as we work our way around. I do expect that by the time we get to Main Street and we're replacing Main, the crews will be much more knowledgeable on how to do the streetscape project. We're going to be much more knowledgeable about how to communicate with the public, how to inspect the project, so on and so forth. So we are evolving as the project evolves as well. And then I think by the time we get to Robinson Street, we're going to be experts on this thing. And at least I hope so. And that should be the shortest phase of all.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dylan Feek, Assistant City Manager for the City of Knoxville. Well, and probably that knowledge will pay off somewhere down the line on some other city project.
We hope so, particularly with future streetscape projects as well. I mean, the entire streetscape design actually includes 19 blocks of the downtown area. And so for this project, for this phase, when the city issued bonds, we issued them for 10 years to pay for the cost of just this 5-block phase. But we have performed the design and engineering for all of the other blocks around the downtown area as well. So as city councils in the future decide how they want to allocate resources, they go through public input sessions. If the public wants to see more streetscape done, that'll come out through public budget processes that are formal and in place now. And then we begin to plan for future phases. We'll already have the design and engineering done. We also hope to use our design plans to apply for grants. It is possible that we get grants to perform other phases of this streetscape project, and we'll pursue those also. So we do hope that the knowledge learned on this definitely benefits the city in the future, as well as possible future streetscape projects.
Now, everybody knows that the whole project started on Robinson west of 2nd. Mm-hmm. Now, are you going to continue it out on Robinson east of 2nd and on Main east and west under those blocks right away?
As part of the overall streetscape design, we've actually included from Roach all the way over to 4th Street. And then when you go north, we actually extend up to Marion Street and then down to Maine, down to Pleasant, and even to Montgomery on some streets. So we do have a pretty broad streetscape design concept that we've engineered and is prepared. For this existing five-block section, eventually we'll have Robinson Street from Roach all the way east to 3rd, which will be completed. And so we'll have a good section of Robinson there. And in the future, there are sections of Robinson between 3rd and 4th, which are included. We also have other sections of Main Street, you know, Main between 3rd and 4th, which would be included. We also have additional storm infrastructure that carries stormwater relief out kind of the northeast corner of the downtown area, which is desperately needed. So I do think we have a very good concept that includes a broad area of the downtown district.
Well, that might play out over 10, 20 years?
It could be a number of years. Hopefully sooner rather than later, because a lot of the downtown, it is very old, similar to the courthouse area. Part of the challenges that we had faced with, you know, 2nd Street alone was we had 4 sewer breaks within a year before we started the project. And it's the responsibility of the property owner to fix those sewer repairs when they occur between the main and between the property. So for 4 sewer breaks alone in a sewer that's 20 feet deep, I'm just going to give a ballpark estimate of $40,000 to start the repair when they have to excavate the street, all the 20 foot of soil. They might even have to work around water lines, storm water lines. They have to change the sewer. I mean, there's a very expensive cost. And if we start to see those kinds of breaks happening elsewhere in the downtown, then it might expedite discussion about which phase do we start next. We just don't know yet. We haven't seen the problems outside in the downtown area that we've seen along 2nd Street and along the area around the courthouse. So we'll address those first, and we'll have to make some more decisions in the future about where to start.
Now take me to the 1st of December next year, mm-hmm. when it starts to get cold and snowy. Let's just presume it's about that time, about the same time. Mm-hmm. What's going to be done next year at that time? 11 months from now, what's going to be done? What's the target?
The target is to have the 4 blocks around the courthouse completely done and finished. That will include all of the utility work underground. That will include all the electrical infrastructure, including the installation of the vacant lines for future fiber use. The sidewalks will be done. The concrete pavers will be done. We've also been working to develop a wayfinding signage program. And so we hope to even have downtown as well as citywide wayfinding signs implemented by that time also, which help move pedestrians and traffic through the downtown area as well as the city. But I expect that in December of next year, we'll basically be gearing up for the last section of the project, which will be Robinson Street between 1st and 2nd. And everything else will be completed by then.
Now, I've seen you out there a lot, seen Harold out there a lot, and I've seen other members of the city staff out there. Seemed like they were working really closely with the contractors.
You know, our goal along this project has been to facilitate this project's completion as fast as we can so that we minimize any kinds of problems with the work quality. We want to make sure that we're not extending deadlines, that we're getting things done in a timely manner. Certainly there are factors we can't control, like weather. We had some issues with weather where we ran into some rain, some cold, some snow, which pushes the project back. But for the most part, we were able to catch a lot of issues as they came up and deal with them proactively so we weren't delaying the project. And so that's, to us, is one of our key priorities with this project. That's why you'll see the city manager, myself, several staff members out involved on the project helping. And there are even other entities like the Knoxville Water Works who at one time came in and actually did some of the water installation and preparation for the contractor just to make sure that we met deadlines. You know, when we have to disconnect water services for the entire block, it is incredibly important that we get water back up and running as soon as we can. So even Knoxville Water Works stepped in and really helped speed up a process. And we have instances like that where it's all hands on deck with Streetscape, and we want to coordinate and facilitate construction of the project as fast as we can so that we can minimize the impacts to the businesses, to our guests who come to town, to anybody doing business at the courthouse, and especially our residents who live and work here in Knoxville. And one more thing, First and foremost, I'd have to praise Richard Breeze. He's been the one who spends more time on this project than any other staff member. And I think Richard has done a fantastic job. He takes copious notes. He communicates very well between many different vendors, contractors, engineers, city staff. He works well with the county. Richard has been a blessing, if you will, for this project. And I think that we have a lot of other people that, although I'd like to praise them for their work, I think city staff has done a great job with this. I'd also like to commend those business owners who have kind of bear with us during the project. I mean, they understand it's difficult, and I don't think anyone understands the stress of this project as much as they do. Dealing without parking spaces, sometimes dealing without water and sewer, dealing with the construction dust. I think those business owners have done a tremendous job, and we've only been yelled at a few times. I won't say from who, but they've been very understanding. I will certainly continue to be a patron of the business owners along Second Street. They've been very accommodating and very understanding during this project.
Thanks to Dylan Feek for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.